I am always divine. I am always divine. No matter what goes on in my world, I am always divine. No matter what goes on in my universe, I am always divine. Because the divinity created all things, the divinity is all things, and I am divine. I look at everyone in the world, and I see everyone is divine. I look at everyone in the world, and I see that everyone is magnificent. Everyone is glorious. Everyone is fabulous. No matter who I look at, no matter what I look at, no matter what I see them doing, they are divine. It doesn't matter. I can receive letters from friends, from students, all over the world. And as I receive these letters, they're always saying, I'm glad you're in our world. I'm glad that you're in our universe. I'm glad that I am in your world. I am glad that I exist in your world. Now, why would anyone want to say something like that? Why would anyone want to say something like that except they look at me and they see me, what their highest and best is? And if they don't see me, what their highest and best is, they're not enjoying life the way they can. But always, I am divine. Always, you are divine. That's just the way we're created. That's just what we are. We're nothing more, nothing less. We're the allness of divinity. And so as we are the allness of divinity, we can start living that way in every way that we want. We can start living that way in every way that we are, because what we're doing is we're saying that we are divine, and everything we do is divine. Everything we think is divine. Everything we are is divine. Everything in this universe is divine. So, when we know that everything in this universe is divine, and we know that we are divine, then we start acting that way. Now, when you think about your body, do you think about your divine body? Do you think about your ideal body? Do you think about your perfect body? Do you think about the body that's created in the ideal? Because you're always ideal. If you think of that, then that's what you reveal from your within. That's what you are from who you are in everything that you do. You look at your fingernails and you say, I have perfect fingernails. You say, well, something so insignificant as fingernails. No, nothing is insignificant in your body. Nothing is insignificant in your life. Nothing is insignificant in your universe. Nothing is insignificant ever, because everything is very significant. Everything is very wonderful. Everything is very fabulous. Everything is very beautiful, because everything is always divine. You have that ability to see everything as being divine, because that's your nature. That's the very essence of you. That's the very ideal of you. That's the very reality of you. And this is who you are. You see everything as ideal. Everything is divine. When you look at a flower and you see it bursting out from its blossom, and you think to yourself, how beautiful that is, how divine that is. What divine pattern gave the flower its ability to shine forth in the colors that it has? Why does every lilac look like a lilac? Why does every rose look like a rose? Why does every dandelion look like a dandelion? Why do all things in the universe have a divine pattern? And they do. Why do I have a divine pattern? And I do. Why do you have a divine pattern? And you do. And so it's just a matter of you recognizing it. Now, if you didn't have the eyes to see the beautiful rose, you could smell it, you could sense its leaves, you could touch its very tender petals. You can be aware of it in every way, and you are, because you are divine. I am divine. All is divine. And so I look at my fingernails and I say, you're divine. I have divine fingernails, and they're growing perfectly, and they're doing everything beautifully. They are doing exactly what I want them to do. They're protecting the ends of my fingers so that I can touch and feel what's going on, so I can sense what's going on in the universe. They are glorious. They are divinely made. They're divinely prepared for me, and I divinely use them. I use my fingertips with such gentleness. I use my fingertips with such love and such joy and such goodness. I use all of me with such goodness. I don't use my hand as a hammer. No. I use a hammer as a hammer. I use my hand for gently touching and stroking. When my dog Ruby comes up to me and turns up her nose at me and looks at me and says, oh, I'm so happy I got you in my world. And I just beam out. I just glow out. And I touch her gently. And I rub her gently. And I feel that this is divine. And it is divine. It is really divine, because it's what I create. Every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, that every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal. I am divine. You are divine. And you call it forth in everything you do. You call it forth as you are living that way. I was walking along the meditation path yesterday morning with Ruby, and the two neighbor dogs came dashing out from their house to say, good morning, good morning. And they wiggle their tails and they come up to me and want to be petted. They want to be touched. And so I lovingly touch them, and I touch Ruby too. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're divine, you're wonderful. And as I touch each one, they are so gentle. They are so peaceful. They are so loving. And they just want to be snuggled more. They want to be loved more. They want to be petted more. And we are like the dogs. We are like the pets. They want to be petted. We want to be petted. Now, are you able to say that you're divine? I am always divine. Are you able to say that you are always strokeable? Do you stroke yourself? Do you stroke your arms? Do you stroke your face? Do you stroke your back? Do you stroke your head? Do you stroke yourself and say, I love you, I love you, you're divine, you're wonderful, you're fantastic? Name a thing, and so it is. Whatever we call a thing, that's what it is. And so we call all divine. We call all beautiful. We call all wonderful. And the neighbor dogs come, and they are called wonderful too, because they are wonderful. They are glorious. They are fantastic. They are magnificent. They are the magnificence of the universe. And that's all that matters, isn't it? I am always divine. I always see everything divine. I always see everything in my world divine. However broad my world is, when I see a group of people coming toward me, they're divine. When I see a group of people active in any activity at all, they're divine. And I am divine. And you are divine. Name it, claim it, enjoy it, for that's who you are. And that's who you'll always be. And it's rather wonderful, isn't it? Very wonderful. So name it and claim it today. And say of yourself, as I say of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.